Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yay! We welcome a new happy hour sexy liberal advertiser. It's Castle Grade. What is it? Well, someone named Dan Castle launched Castle Grade, makers of the last mask you ever have to buy. I mean, this is the mask, right? The Castle Grade mask is reusable, FDA registered as an N95, easy to clean, dishwasher safe. Wow. Doesn't wrap directly over your mouth like cloth masks, affording you the ability to breathe easier. It won't fog up your glasses. The soft silicone doesn't leave marks on your face. They thought of everything. OMG. I mean, if you got to wear a mask, and we all got to wear a mask, this is the one you want. Go, visit castlegrade.com right now. Enter the discount code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. You get 10% off your first order. That is castlegrade.com. Type in SEXYLIBERAL at checkout for 10% off. And now, on with the show. Yeah, happy, happy hour with Kimberly Johnson. Chris has COVID. Welcome to the family.
Hey.
We're doing happy hour remotely. Hello, Kimberly Johnson.
Hello, Stephanie Queen.
Aww. I know your vaccine is going to be good because you are always in the refrigerator having sex with Bob Seska, so we know that your vaccine will be properly refrigerated.
Exactly. It's all that refrigerator sex. You know, it's I got it going on.
Much like a Pfizer vaccine, Kimberly's been properly refrigerated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. All right, so we've already had you on the happy hour because we love and adore you, and not just because you fuck Bob Seska silly, but because you are an amazing podcaster and writer and brilliant human all on your own. Oh. But you, I think, you tweeted something about someone calling you an evil cunt, and I tweeted back to you, and I was like, welcome to my everyday, sister. I just snatched the pebble from my hand, grasshopper. I get called a cunt more before 6 a.m. than most people do all day.
I'm sure you just piss all those people off. What do you know? That's what we're here for, to piss them off.
Well, but we thought this would be fun to have a dueling hate letters happy hour. Because we've already talked about all you and how fantastic you are. Let's just get on to how people hate you.
Well, you know, here's the deal. Back in 2018, Facebook took away my very thriving Facebook page. And so I don't have all of them verbatim, but I do have some of them verbatim. And oh God, there's one that's just so awful. And then I have some from memory. So we can go over those.
Oh, you've memorized them. Your self-esteem must be worse than mine.
They're pretty bad.
I was telling them I weirdly love reading my hate mail. I don't know why. I love it more than my love letters. It's fantastic.
They're always
horribly misspelled, and it's great fun. But yes. Oh, I was going to start with one of our most recent ones, because you're right. I have so many over, you can imagine how many years. Oh, I don't have all of them either. I don't keep them. This one I happen to have because it's, you know, it was recent. This is from Josh. Stephanie Miller, what a piece of shit you are. Your show is nothing more than Democrat propaganda. The election was commandeered by backdoor Democrats, just like the 1960 election where the Democrats bought the election through unions, the mafia paid for votes and intimidation. Check it out, stupid. Democrats are the most corrupt people on earth. It's all about power. Power they don't know what to do with, except suppress the opposite side by any means. What a dumb bitch you are. And that fat fucker that sits with you is a really stupid fuck up too.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Chris.
Wow.
Your brain is like your tits. Yeah. Your brain is like your tits, non-existence. I thought you was a transgendered thing till someone said that you was female. Can't tell by your mouth running all the time, bashing Trump, get a life, bitch. Okay, so for me, I was like, oh, I finally got my body fat where I wanted to be. Call me transgender, but...
You was transgender.
He thought it was a transgendered thing. Right.
Well, that's a long one. That's longer than the ones... I mean, let me get... You know, I got a story behind this one, too.
Okay, go.
So... On my Facebook page, on the page, not my profile, I get this guy named Garrett writes, I want to poke your eyes out and skull fuck you because you're so hot.
Wow. Okay, you know what? You win. You win the first round. I am woman enough to admit that you have won the first round.
That's a winner. Well,
but let me tell you the story. So anyway, I go to his profile, right? And he's just like this old, like maybe he's my age, but he looks older because he's totally out of shape. And I'm sure he's a Trump supporter. It was hard to tell, but he had a photograph I think it was his cover photo of holding a little girl in a pool. So all these women, they commented. So what I did was I got the URLs and I could tell it was his friends because they knew him. So I got the URLs to each Facebook page of each woman who commented and I returned his, you know, I answered him. And I can't remember what I said, but I said, you know, would you like for me to message all of your friends and let them know you sexually harass women online? And then they're like, don't fuck with me. And then he shut down his whole account.
Wow.
Yay.
I won it out of him.
You win. Okay, this is actually, I had to cheat by reading from Sexy Liberal of Me I Sing, Stephanie Miller, because I did do a hate letters. I did a chapter entitled You've Got Hate Mail.
Awesome.
Let's see here. Oh, and I say I did. Here's a sampling organized by categories of crazy, sexist, racist, homophobic, violent, life-threatening, just plain mean, and my personal favorite, all of the above, plus grammatically incorrect. let's start with just plain mean. Emily, subject line, you're a big idiot. Shut your mouth. Emily. I appreciate brevity at sometimes. Then there's meaner, M-Dog. Heard your drivel on Fox. Just wanted to say you're a slimy, misspelled socialist biatch. Pretty much all those words are misspelled. I get the best hate letters when I used to go on Fox News until they threw me off.
Wow.
And then there's meanest, which of course also includes violent and life-threatening, from The Fish. Chick-fil-A comic, get a life. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Until you read the book written by Michael Savage, you will not understand what they are. Christians have been under attack for thousands of years. Remember the Romans feeding the Christians to the lions? Here is the link where you can read up on liberals. They are totally insane. Order the book and read it more than once. You will understand that you are not dealing with rational people. They must be exterminated. They are a disease to the human rack.
Nice.
Wow. R-A-C-R-A. That's lovely. And I said, you know that what's a disease to the human rack? People who don't know that race is spelled with an E. Fucking ass.
What a fucking idiot.
Back to you. Well, we pause from our hate letters to talk about love.
Aww.
What makes people happier than making people they love happy? Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
My mom got her Bloomsy Box flowers in assisted living where she went a month ago.
Aww.
And I'm telling you, it's the only thing in her room right now until we can get in to decorate. And she cannot stop talking about them. And think about it. It shows her, just not that you're thinking about her, but she can tell all people that work there, look how much my daughter loves me. Look how much, right? And it's just a pick-me-up mm-hmm. that everybody loves. They're the most gorgeous flowers. Bloomsy Box, B-L-O-O-M-S-Y. Bloomsy Box for the holidays. They're just simply better blooms. Their flowers are sustainably grown on family farms around the world. Just place an order. Your flowers are hand-picked and arranged at the farm, unique to you. It looks like a personal, one-of-a-kind gift. And they look like they came from the fanciest florist in town. OMG. Artisan designed. They pride themselves on great prices, a huge selection. No hidden fees, no endless upsells. Free shipping with a subscription. Whether you send a single arrangement or a subscription to that someone special, you're going to feel confident. You have the best blooms. Go to bloomsybox.com. That's B-L-O-O-M-S-Y box.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. 15% off. You'll also get free shipping when you purchase a subscription. Promo code Stephanie, bloomsybox.com.
Okay, so I found this by accident. I have my old blog from like 2012, and I took a screenshot and I saved it. So it says, do the world a favor, go get raped and killed, you close-minded bigot cunt.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Okay, I feel like we should diagram that sentence. So.
I know.
Wait, say it again. Go ahead.
Do the world a favor, go get raped and killed, you close-minded bigoted cunt.
Grammatically, it's sound.
Yeah, it is sound. It's a sentence.
Yeah, and he did spell everything correct.
I was okay. Wrong. That's like a piece of art. We can't touch that. Okay. Garden variety racist right winger. Here we go. From Steven. Fuck you and fuck your Marxist nigger Obama. Without exceptions, Marxists are enemies of the United States Constitution's death to all Marxists, foreign and domestic. Oh, that was some good Obama era.
Oh my God, what a jerk. Okay, so then yeah. Okay, on Thanksgiving Day, I got one that told me that I was I'm not going to say it, but he told me I was an N lover. And the funny thing
I didn't mean to say it, it snuck up on me.
Right. But the weird thing is that, you know, he called me this name, and then his friend, who knew him like in person, said that he voted for Obama.
Oh.
Then he calls me an M-lover on Thanksgiving for I wasn't in a fight with him or anything. It was just out of the blue. That was crazy. That was off. I think that was like back in 2013 or something like that.
Excuse me one second. Jamie! Okay. Yes, racist, racist often dabble in sexism too, from Bob. Fox News viewer, this message is brought to you by a white Fox viewer. I might not be a genius, but I am white and I am smart enough not to listen to your dried up cunt. Have a good Christmas, bitch.
Oh, that's
dried up.
That was nice. That was
it's a holiday.
Hey, he told you to have a nice Christmas.
I think that was right.
Yeah.
There's always
yeah.
a silver lining.
He's not getting a lump of coal from Santa.
Okay. Right.
No,
I wrote back. I think it was a nice touch for a misogynist Klansman to wish me Merry Christmas. I'm sure he meant a white Christmas. P.S. Bob, my cunt's like Niagara Falls, just not for you, pencil dick.
Oh my God, it's so awesome that you write back to them.
Barry said, why are you angry, liberal woman, always so damn ugly? P.S. you are white like Sean, asshole. Oh, Sean Hannity. Rob writes, the subject line is disease-infested liberal whore.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And that would be a compliment.
Yeah.
Is the whole body of his letter.
Right. Well, you know, I just have to say, one of my dad's best friends listens to you regularly and thinks you're a goddess. So there's that.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Back to you now. And back to you. Go ahead.
Okay. So then this one is from memory. I was told that I should move to an urban city and get raped by apes so that I would understand how liberalism is a bad thing. That's what the advice he had for me.
Usually the racism is mixed with the misogyny, right?
Yes.
It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. from Noah, subject line, you little twat.
Oh, fun.
The body of the letter just says, you little twat, go fuck off.
Okay. Simple.
And then when I came out as a lesbian, this was from Salvador. Subject not scared of any L words. Let's see. Labia licking lesbian from Lackawanna, loser.
All right. But that was kind of fun because he had fun.
Alliterative.
Yeah,
it was alliterative.
Tom Brokaw's gotten mean since he retired, but okay. Then there was Stan, who wrote Miller, how's America's favorite dumbass liberal dyke? Then he wrote back and said, Miller, what's up, loser? Keep up the good work, lesbo. There's lots of nice, you know, there's complimentary things in there, like Merry Christmas, cunt, or keep up the good work, lesbo. So.
Well, okay, so now I have one that I don't remember.
Okay.
But the deal was that I was, and I'm not anymore, but I was a Bernie supporter in 2016. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I wrote an endorsement for him in the Huffington Post. And so there was this woman that I knew from like feminist circles on Facebook. I didn't know her personally, but I knew her name and everything. So I had posted on my like page, on my Facebook like page. And she commented, and I swear to God, she went off on me. She called me a hack, and then she's like, go write another book. And I mean, it was like, that one I think hurt the most because it was a fellow liberal. It was a fellow feminist.
Right.
And she just didn't like, you know, again, I'm no longer supporting Bernie for president ever again, ever. But at the time I did. And I felt that he was at that time the one that was, you know, so feminist. And she was so, it was about a paragraph. And I remember I read it and I was just seeing, Bob and I were just going out. And I remember I told him about it. It like really got me, you know, it killed me.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It was like, they could call me whatever names all day long, but you know, it's terrible when liberals do it.
Yeah. Friendly fire. Well, I say more, I get called a cunt more before 6 a.m. than most people all day. And then Chris always says, and that's by the people in this room. So yeah. It always hurts the most. Yeah.
We're not even in that room today and we still did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your hate mail causing you mental stress? Is just, I don't know, life causing you mental stress these last 4 years? Well, if something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, here comes our new sponsor, BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, seeks to provide professional help with ease. We could all use some help sometimes. You never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. They assess your needs with a few questions, match you with a licensed professional, board-certified therapist. Start communicating in under 24 hours. Connect in a safe, private online environment. Send a message to your counselor. Receive a timely response. Schedule weekly video or phone sessions, whatever is most comfortable for you. Anything you share is confidential, of course. If you want to try a new therapist, it's simple. It's free to switch. BetterHelp says they are more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Start living a happier life. You'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/sexyliberal. Join over a million people who've taken charge of their mental health. BetterHelp.com/sexyliberal. 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/sexyliberal.
All right, this one from Roger, subject line, wow, which I don't believe historically has ever ended well for me. Wow doesn't usually mean like, wow, are you great? Wow, maybe you are just the sorry little bitch and stupid little fucking whore that you refer to in your broadcast, more like a stupid libtard lesbian with penis envy complex. Get the fuck off the air, you sorry ass. So how does it feel to get all whores green fucking in the ass every day?
Oh my God. What are these people?
Does he have
do?
A like green dick, like the Charlie Green Giant, me, or just an environmentally friendly dick? I wasn't sure. Okay.
Well, the only other thing that I've got left,
okay,
is way early on. Remember when Sarah Palin put the crosshairs on those legislators?
Back
in
2012.
Yes. So I saw some guy like defending that. So I said something to him like, "Why don't you send me pictures of your family?" And I will put them on my website with crosshairs or something along those lines. And he took me literally. And it was so funny because I blocked him. And at the time I was promoting my book, The Virgin Diaries. So he was going around on every like interview I ever did or any review I ever got. And he would post that screenshot. And then so I called the FBI on him.
Right.
And eventually I unblocked him and he told me that he called the FBI on me.
Oh, God.
He said it, I guess they called it a veiled threat. And that just taught me, oh my God, just like don't knee-jerk reaction to what people say,
right.
ignore them or whatever. Because in the end, we actually, you know, he was a right-winger, but
yeah.
we kind of found common ground and we laughed at our stupidity. But that, you know, over the years, I've gotten other emails and stuff. But
I can do better than that. I actually called the guy because he included his number. I got a death threat. His name was Sock. And I got a death threat when I was on Fox News, and he threatened to shove an AK-47 up my glory hole and send me into eternity. And so we called him because I was like, A, girls don't have glory holes. And second, what kind of true American threatens to shove a Russian rifle up my
glory hole?
And the FBI, I think Chris called that unwise for us to have called him. But anyway, also, Sean, I'm calling an audible. The lady with the COVID is calling. So can you go let her in? Okay. I have to take my COVID test because this is 2020. So,
yeah.
Okay, so
wow.
Wait, let's see here. Hang on. I have one from Richard still.
Okay.
You are a communist cunt and a pig bitch.
All right.
You are a liar, and the same for that rat sitting next to you. The pendulum will swing someday. You better get your un-American bitch ass to China when it happens.
Wait, did I get caught in that crossfire again?
I don't know if it was you or Jim. Could have been Jim back then. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Robert, subject line, hey, Miller. Miller, I got an idea for a conservative stunt. Why don't we tie a chain to your big hips and drag you around LA for a few hours? Wouldn't that be funny? I think it would be hilarious. We could all watch your fat ass going around all around the city for a few hours. What do you think about that, Miller? Oh, I forgot. You're a dumbass liberal. You can't think.
You're so not fat.
Yeah.
I know. That was the only part I took from that. I was like, my hips. What? You're an asshole. Now I hate you.
I know.
All right, let's see. I think I only have a couple left. Three-faced liar. Wow, that's new. Morally, emotionally bankrupt Polish slut William E. Miller, LOL, would be proud sarcasm. Someone who pitied you, gave you a job, you broadcast. There's no punctuation here.
No.
You broadcast your stench, your whorish life. Hanging on to the legacy of your dead dad who lost, the way. I did like you, but not anymore. You're ugly. It shows women like you and Hillary. Don't give people a bad name of you must be gay, Jave, some class. I pity you, sad.
Oh, my God.
Is African-American not white? A damn shame. Indecisive. Loose. Michelle Malkin and Coulter eat you for breakfast. Go fuck yourself. Miller, bird, brain, crazy, lost cause. Okay, so there was no punctuation.
No. Oh, my God. These people. I mean, what do they think? Like, do they really think that they're offending us? Because I think it's like, I think people on both sides of the aisle feel so proud to get these stupid ass.
Yes.
You know, like, we share them as if they're badges of honor. Do they think it really upsets us?
Yeah, we end with the elegantly simple, this guy blew his whole load in the subject line before he even got to the big box. From John, just subject line, dumb fucking broad. And I just said, I may be dumb, John, but at least I know how to spell fuck, you dumb fuck. Okay. He spelled F-U-K, so I don't. If you can't spell
God.
If you can't spell fuck, then fuck off is my point.
Right.
No shit. How did he spell fuck?
F-U-K.
All right.
God,
what an idiot.
Kimberly, you know what's good is we're going to need to do this again because once we get into Biden-Harris, imagine the racist and misogynistic bullshit we're going to deal with.
That's going to be fun. Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be great. I look forward to it. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We love you, Kimberly. Johnson.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I love you guys.
Tell us your podcast.
What?
Tell us your podcast.
Oh, it's Start Me Up, and that's at patreon.com/startmeup.
She's fantastic and hot.
I heard you had a good guest this week, too.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Bob Seska.
Oh.
Whoa.
I enjoy him, and so do you.
Bob Seska, and we talked about, you know what, though? I got to tell you before you go, his mother listened. And, you know, all I could think of is how many times I said fuck. I was like, ah!
Oh, yikes. Yikes.
She loved it. She really liked it. She was really sweet. But both
you're
Bob
like, if you thought
like,
I said it a lot, Mom, imagine how many times I've done it with you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, love you. God. Happy, happy hours.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Listen, everybody has their coping mechanisms in this whole whatever. But you cannot. It's, if anything, the weird thing is not the whole lockdown, stay at home, whatever. Don't you feel like people see you more because FaceTime and Zoom and you're wearing a mask and it's just everything in your eye, under your eyes is highlighted.
Yep.
So that's why you need some Plexiderm, because it just is a little pick-me-up during a really tough time. And it really does work like crazy on your under eye bags and wrinkles and crow's feet, all that stuff. Because there's going to be a lot more WTF moments before January 20th.
Oh, absolutely.
But you're going to get some line somewhere. Trust me. Okay. And
can you get surprise lines?
What? Yeah.
He did what?
No, that's called Botox.
Oh, okay.
No, just stick with me. Plexiderm.
All right.
It's like magic. And it's such a great gift. People love, my sisters were asking me about it. Everybody loves Plexiderm. You can try a 6-application trial pack for just $14.95 if you want. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal. Or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal. This order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. buyplx.com/sexyliberal. That's buyplx.com/sexyliberal or 800-685-1292. The code is sexy liberal. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.